Sister Mary Grace was an Irish nun who ran an orphanage after the Second World War. Joe was a 9-year-old boy who entered the orphanage after both his parents were killed in the bombing of London. Joe is a very small, very thin guy. Despite the attempts of Sister Mary Grace to fatten him up, nothing seemed to work. As much as he would eat, Joe simply did not put on any weight, and he continued to look like he was close to starvation. True story, one day the government sent a doctor to examine all the children at the hospital. Sister Mary Grace was coming down the hall as Joe left the examination room. In her caring way, she asked him, "Joe, what did the doctor have to say?" And the boy answered, "Well, he told me to undress." Then he said, "My, what a little specimen you are." The nun was surprised by the doctor's remarks. But before she could ask anything more, Joe continued, "But sister, I don't think the doctor understood that I had made my first Holy Communion." For all of his troubles, all of his pain, Joe knew that he was not a miserable little specimen. He had received the bread of life. He had come to communion with Jesus. And the very presence of Jesus was within him. Thus, he was a person of dignity and value. He was a child of God. I think Joe's example might be useful to us as we continue to try to understand the readings from today's liturgy. In the gospel, as Deacon Dan proclaimed, Jesus says, "I am the living bread come down from heaven." As Catholics, we believe that in the bread of the Eucharist and in the cup which we drink, we come to union with the very gift of Jesus. The Eucharist provides for us an immediate and real contact with the risen Lord, the Lord of life. And the big question is, how often do you and I open ourselves up? The Eucharist can shape our identity and give us the power like it did to little Joe. If you and I can understand how each time we receive the Eucharist, each time we come in union to the table of the Lord, the very power of presence of Jesus is within us. And then that presence of power can change us. It changes us because he's a companion for the journey, past, present, and to come. So the Eucharist can change our past, because Jesus that we receive in the Eucharist both forgives and heals. Close to home, all of us have in our past mistakes that we've made, hurts that we still carry, regrets that we can't get rid of. But if we can realize that the real presence of Jesus, which comes to us in the Eucharist, is a healing presence, then we can find the power to put the past behind and to move on. The Eucharist can shape our present, because here again, the Jesus we receive in the Eucharist is the Christ from whom all blessings flow. And having the presence of Jesus helps you and me to recognize how we have been blessed. Too many times we absorb ourselves with life's details, forgetting about the gifts that sustain us. Too often you and I center on what is wrong with our lives and ignore what is honorable and beauty and noble and right. If we claim the presence of Jesus within us in the Eucharist, Jesus helps us to see what we have been given, the people who love us, the talents we have received, the opportunities we have been given. Then we can live our lives more deeply, recognizing how truly blessed we have been. Moving on from past to present to what is to come, the Eucharist can shape our future, because the Jesus that we receive in the Eucharist promises us eternal life. And true, the bread of life, the bread of the Eucharist, is our pledge that we will live with God forever. As Jesus lives, so too shall we. Jesus, who is one with us, is the one who promised that there is still more to come. And didn't Jesus promise that we have a life where all tears will be wiped away, where pain will be relieved, where fears will be allayed? What good news! The Eucharist is our hope, because the Jesus we receive in the Eucharist is our promise of eternal joy forever. So in a few minutes, within this hour, we'll have the opportunity to come to the table of the Lord. We have an invitation, an open invitation, to receive the bread of life and drink from the cup of salvation. And how important it is that we do not take this gift or this invitation for granted. How important it is that we open ourselves up to the power of the Lord and let indeed the Lord show us the way. So on this day the Lord has made, as his light shines upon us, I invite you to celebrate coming to union with Jesus with joy and thanksgiving. And may we, like Joey, open ourselves to the Lord's presence, and like Joey, claim our status as children, as the family, as the beloved of God.